if just in a very casual relationship, you were talking to a friend and joking about something, you'd say, "Oh, blank isn't going to let me go, I guess." And you can call
my husband. My husband.
And if he were referring to you in the same kind of situation, he'd say, "Oh, my."
My wife.
All right. Never use any joking or casual expressions about, you know, not husband or wife. Or something.
No, I've never indulged in that.
Uh-huh. But you've probably heard other people.
Yeah, they'd say, "My old lady," or uh-huh. "My old man." Uh-huh. I never thought that was quite the thing to do for some reason. I thought it was just a little disrespectful.
Okay. What do you call a woman who has lost her husband, whose husband has died?
A widow.
All right. And did you ever have any terms of endearment for your father, names that you call him other than father? What do you call him?
Dad or daddy, most of the time, daddy.
And
well, we graduated from Papa when we were children. We called him Papa,
uh-huh.
And then through the years we had people who worked for us, Negroes, you know, and we had one old Negro that, because some of us had still called him Papa, and some of them called him Daddy or Dad. He called him Papa Dad, and we all called him Papa Dad for a long time.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. And how about your mother? What did you call her?
Mama, most of the time, when I was younger, and when I grew up, when she was older and I was too, of course, I called her Mother.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the two of them together, you refer to as your...
parents.
And was your grandfather living during your...
Oh, yes.
Okay. What did you call him?
Grandpa.
And your grandmother?
Grandma.
What did you, if a child is not called by his Christian name, you'd say that child has a...
nickname.
All right. And were there any such names in your family?
No. Very few.
Uh-huh.
My youngest sister, when she was small, one of my older brothers called her Pinky. I don't know why,
mm-hmm.
but he called her Pinky.
Mm-hmm.
And there were various farms. For instance, Bill, when he was a young man, they called him, the grandmother started out calling him Willie, and I don't know why, but it never did stick.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Edmund, we called him Ed
mm-hmm.
for a while. I mean, there were times you'd refer to him as Ed,
mm-hmm.
but most of the time we called everybody by their Christian name, by their full name. My mother didn't believe in nicknames.
Uh-huh. That's interesting. What do you call the little thing that you put the baby in and push him down the street?
You call it a baby buggy or a carriage.
Mm-hmm.
If you push them down the street,
and the act of actually
pushing the baby carriage,
okay, you'd say
stroll.
Put the baby and go
in
out
for a stroll.
All right.
I never did have time to do much of that.
Not too much strolling of the baby.
No, didn't even own one. In connection with that, when my mother's, when we were all small, and this is possibly so outdated that not very many people had it, well, we had what they call a jumping chair, a jumper.
Uh-huh.
And it was attached to the ceiling with ropes,
mm-hmm.
and it was a wooden little bed type of thing
mm-hmm.
that you put a pillow in. And many, many hours I've spent... this thing had springs and it would jump up and down, or you could swing it back and forth.
Uh-huh.
And that's the way we put the baby to sleep.
That's interesting.